What we want to do is come up with a new symbol. Get rid of the bulldozer and come up with a new symbol. It's called a hologram. I have a definition of a hologram. A hologram is a three-dimensional photographic image obtained with laser beams. A three-dimensional photographic image obtained with laser beams. The essence of a hologram, you have them on your Visa cards and MasterCards and American Express. Let's give them all their own plug. A hologram, the interesting thing about a hologram is that you take one tiny little sliver off of an object and you project a laser beam through it, and it projects what? The whole, doesn't it? It projects the whole thing. You take just one little tiny slice of it, like that, and you put this laser beam through it, and you look at it, and in every tiny infinitesimal piece of a hologram, the whole becomes projected with a laser beam. That's what a hologram is. Every individual part contains the whole. Now, what an interesting notion that is. Think of humanity as like a 6 billion piece hologram. And we take one piece out, and we put a laser beam through it, and we see all of humanity. That's what manifesting is like. You have to be able to see yourself as an individualized expression of the whole, of it all, and not see yourself as separate from anything in this environment. Now you start thinking about that thing I asked you to think about what would you like to manifest. And you realize that it is part of the hologram as well. Everything on the planet is part of the hologram. Now what you do is you say to yourself from your source, from your quiet space, the place that can't be further divided. You can't divide silence. You can't divide God. Gandhi said, in heaven there is no religion. Thank God. You can't divide spirituality. You can't organize spirituality. You can't divide any of this. You go to the source. When you go to the source, you go to zero. And from the perspective of the source, you look out on the physical plane and you put your attention on what it is that you would want to manifest, knowing that you are not separate from it, never have been, never could be. Even from the moment of your conception to the moment of your death, your life is not like this temporary experience between two eternal blacknesses. It's just like a parenthesis in eternity. But it doesn't begin here and end here. It is always. And so is everything in your environment. Just try detaching yourself from something in your environment. Just try describing yourself. Just try being for a moment separate from your environment. As a physical being, you can't do it. You need the air. You need the ground you walk on. You need the gravity that holds you down. But go to your source. And from the position of the source, you create all the light as the sun does. Indeed, you're not an organism in an environment. You are an organism-environment, or an environ-no-organism. Thank you very much.